the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Chandler Gould. Chandler, CEO, National Association of Wheat Growers. Great to see you. By the way, great looking tie.
Oh, I knew you'd bring that up, Tony. Thank you very much. It's always good to be on your show. It's nice to be back in Texas in my home state, and always good to be here at Commodity Classic with so many farmers and ranchers, and to bring our agriculture community together to talk about policy and politics.
You know, at Commodity Classics, when we talk policy, we also work in the idea of what's happening legislatively. We're not talking formally farm bill yet, but with an election coming up, do we need to start?
Most definitely. You know, I feel fairly confident, having traveled the countryside, that a lot of people, when they go to the polls, whether it's for your primary election or for your general election in November, that you're right, the Farm Bill of 2023 is not on their mind, but it really should be. And the reason is, whoever you elect in the House, and for sure in the Senate, which is a six-year term, is going to set the tone for those first Farm Bill hearings that we have when we're trying to construct the next Farm Bill. I am predicting that we'll have hearings maybe as early as fall of 21, but we will definitely be having Farm Bill hearings either across the country or in Washington, D.C. in 2022. So who you elect now is going to influence the tone and structure of the next Farm Bill.
So let's talk about some of the interesting changes we already know. House Ag Committee losing its ranking member. Conaway has already said he's not running again. You look over on the Senate side, and Roberts will be leaving. So this really sets a stage for some interesting days.
You know, after every election, what we kind of call it in Washington is we reshuffle the deck chairs. And so you're right with the ranking member and that big Texas district that has always had a ranking seat, whether the Democrats or Republicans were in control, sitting there on the Ag Committee and not knowing who is going to win that election right now is definitely going to be a game changer. And then, of course, with Chairman Roberts departing before the 23 Farm Bill, meaning we're definitely going to change out leadership. Most likely, the way I'm reading things right now, the Republicans will still have a control of the Senate. But when you start looking down the dais on the Senate side of who is going to be chair, you have to think about who's willing to give up their chairmanship of the committee they're currently on. Well, I'd be surprised if Hovind gave up his, because he's moving up on finance and probes, finance. And then Grassley is on judiciary. And so you start moving down to very eligible senators, but they don't all necessarily come from big commodity states. And so for wheat, I'm looking down that chain thinking none of them come from any of my wheat states. And so it's going to be a major education curve when we lose such a champion like Chairman Roberts.
So back to the House side, Peterson acknowledged the fact that he's got members who have never been through the real process there. A lot of hearings, a lot of subcommittee hearings. Has that been beneficial?
It's definitely been beneficial. And most of your listeners may know, and I like to talk about it, but I did work for Chairman Peterson on the House Ag Committee during the 2008 Farm Bill. And his leadership style is very much put everything at the subcommittee level with a smaller group of members of Congress so they can become policy experts and then bring the issue up to the full committee. And under past leadership, there's just definitely a difference. But when the Republicans were in control of the House, they did a lot of things at the full committee level. I can tell you, as a lobbyist and a representative, I really like the subcommittee process because I only have to go talk to 7 or 8 members of Congress to try to educate them on my very difficult, complicated crop insurance problem I'm having or whatever it is, and not all 40-something members of the House Agriculture Committee at one time.
You mentioned that. How important are the staff members of, like, let's say, House Ag Committee? Because when you see changes in party leadership, that's one thing. But when you start moving some of those who've been in those places for a long time, does that make it more difficult?
It definitely does. You know, and the House Ag Committee under both the most recent Republican control under Ranking Member Conaway, and now again under Democrat control with Chairman Peterson, as you change out those senior staff, you have to come back in and, I'm not saying completely re-educate the staff, but they're the front line for the committee, and not just for the chairman or the ranking member, but for all the members on that committee. And really, when I was on the committee, I took calls from Democrats in, on or off the committee. So you're really the expert in that policy area for your party on that committee. And so as we continue to see turnover rates increase in the House and even in the Senate, we are losing a lot of institutional knowledge there. And then if you see a party change, you lose a lot of institutional knowledge because the amount of staff you can have changes.
So the question now becomes, obviously, you're in D.C., and many people will know you already on the Hill, but how important is it for you to get your farmers there and actually have them tell the story?
Oh, that's the best thing that we can possibly do. If I can have a farmer, either from the congressional district or the state, sit down, and it's good for them to sit down with the member, but honestly, it's best for them to sit down. It's great to meet with the staff. They're the ones that are going to do the deep dive on the policy issue for you. But if you can have a farmer or one of your members there and say, I am a constituent, and I usually have follow that with taxpayer, and here is my problem, and here's my solution. Don't just go in there with a problem. Trust me, you don't want Congress solving your problems. You need to go in there with your problem and your own solution and give them a direction to go. That is the best way you can do it, and then turn around when that your member of Congress is back in their district. You need to set up a second meeting with them so they saw you in Washington, and then they saw you back in your home state or district. And that is the best way to get policy moved through this legislative process.
National Association of Wheat Growers, obviously you're doing a lot of heavy lifting in D.C., but how important are your state affiliates?
You know, having strong state affiliates and that grassroots effort is what keeps NOG at the forefront. I hope y'all have noticed in the last 3 years it's come back to where corn, soy, and wheat. And maintaining those strong state associations is what makes us stronger in D.C. to be able to carry that farmer voice up to Capitol Hill.
Chandler, it's always great to see you. Hope you have a great year. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Thank you for letting me be on your show.
Chandler Gould is CEO, National Association of Wheat Growers, on today's Agribusiness Report.